Well, good morning. How are you all doing today? Did you all go to the Punahou Carnival? Uh-huh. Have a little bit of a Punahou Carnival hangover? You what? You go carnival? Yeah, right on. Did you? And you had fun?
Yeah.
Good. Were there any clowns there?
No.
No clowns. What kind of a carnival doesn't have clowns?
It doesn't.
Just doesn't. Okay. Well, I have a question. Horses? Wow, that's very cool. Well, today Jesus talks about salt. Do you know what salt is?
Yes.
What is salt? Sodium chloride, or it could be potassium chloride. It's a whole family of chemical compounds called salts. What do you use salt for? To flavor food? What else? Do you can think of anything? Oh, to flavor ocean water. I never thought of that before. People in Michigan don't have flavored water. We do. Very, very good. We put salt on our food, don't we? Yeah. Have you ever tasted salt? What do you think? You like it? If you just take salt and... Oop, there goes my blood pressure. Actually, salt doesn't taste very good, does it? Not by itself. It's actually kind of bitter, and it gets back in the back of your tongue and all that good stuff. Oops, sorry. And yet, Jesus says, you are the salt of the earth. Well, you know what's cool about salt? Little science lesson. Salt doesn't taste very good by itself, but salt is something called a flavor transporter. It's true. Salt, table salt, is a flavor transporter. It doesn't really taste all that good by itself, but man, you put salt on a prime ribeye steak, or if you're a vegetarian, God knows why, but like on some asparagus, and you can taste the asparagus even more. If you put salt on chocolate cake, don't do that. But if you made chocolate cake without salt, it would taste kind of funny, right? So salt is a flavor transporter. It isn't the flavor itself. So I think when Jesus says you are salt, you're supposed to be transporting something, making it so other people can taste and hear and see. Can you think of what you might be called on as salt to transport? What? You flavor the earth. You should write cards for Hallmark. Happy Valentine's Day. You flavor the earth. What about Jesus' love? Maybe somewhat, Jesus says that you are the salt of the earth. You're taking that wonderful gift and transporting it, you flavor transporters, so that people can understand it and feel it and taste it and see it. You are salt because God has given you the gift of being able to share the flavor, the sweet and wonderful flavor of Jesus. So you may not taste all that good all by yourself. Trust me. But boy, can you transport Jesus. You salties. Thank you. You can go back to your place.